Hey, pals. We've got eye alert.
I just found something on Reddit today about that, like, you know, when you're like going through a meme and it's like super new and you're like, okay, what happened? You get your news through memes and you're like, I don't really get this. And then you find out more about what happened. And it's like, oh, now it's making more sense.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Yeah. There was like an OnlyFans meme the other day and I had no clue. But then today on Reddit, I found out about like some group called Cry Exodus is shutting them down. And I know I had some feelings and you had some feelings. It felt, you know, kind of relevant to what we talk about.
Yeah, absolutely.
And are you ready? I want to hear what your opinions are.
Yeah. Well, I have kind of an interesting perspective here. In my late teens and early adult years, 18, 19, I guess, I was like really into this organization. It's called Fight the New Drug. But they're all about how porn just, it kills love. It kills your expectations for love. And it alters your perception of what love should be. On top of that, they get really into the sex trafficking aspect, which I know was a big part of what was going on with the OnlyFans thing. And that was my big reason for getting in it, was because I was like super into the whole fight against human trafficking, sex trafficking, and all that. Yes, that's so important, and that's an important fight, but there are still valid sex workers who choose to do things like porn for a living because they want to and they can, and that's still okay. And I don't think that it's our job to tell them that they can't do that because there is a problem happening in the world, you know?
Yeah, definitely. Do you have anything else you want to add to that?
I'm just starting with that, and I'll add anything as it comes.
So, it all comes down to, like, it needs to be regulated and actually, like, a real career because it's worked other places just fine before. I mean, still does. Then, I mean, right off that, you can, there'd be so much extra tax money. Like,
oh, absolutely.
Like, they have to be getting, like, what's the word, lobbied with a lot more money than they think they can get off the tax money, which they have to know was high. So that's already, you know, a pretty tricky thing right there.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
It'd make it safer for everyone.
It absolutely would. Yeah.
Like, because then, I mean, not just like porn, but like a sex worker that would no longer be just like a CD motel thing. There would be a business.
Mm-hmm.
And people would go into the back door of the business, whatever, and like you still get your ID. Like they're knowing who's coming in and out. It's like they do it for weed.
Yeah, I was actually just gonna say that same thing. Like I see that as similar to how we view drugs in this country, and not just in this country, just in general. Like it's a good way of doing it. Like we can regulate it so we know what's being done is being done legally and safe. Then you know that what's not being done legally and safe, that's the shady shit. Those are the people that we go after. Because those are the people who are making it unsafe for everyone. It's not inherently an unsafe or negative, just bad thing in general. It's not a bad...
No, I mean, it's...
It's just...
I'm sorry, I thought you paused.
Like, yeah, go ahead.
I mean, you can finish.
Nope, I'm just rambling.
Okay. The whole thing is because, yeah, they think that OnlyFans is could have trafficking or whatever. And so they just want that down. Don't have to worry about it. They're just going to keep doing that forever because everything's just always going to keep shifting. Like, new one, new one, new one. Mm-hmm. But they see that as the right way to end the problem, because then it's like, oh, look at all these heretics, whatever, we stopped. Because they view everyone on the site in general, no matter what, as a bad person, because yeah. they don't like sex or we're told not to like it.
Yeah.
To some people, it's a very essential thing. Regulating it would be a good, like, therapists do good work. Sex workers probably do good work too. Like,
right. They take pride in their work. It's what they do. They're choosing to do that. They're going to take pride in what they're doing.
Oh, I think my point with, like, therapist thing wasn't, like, you know, just a job and, like, pride. I think it was more, like, that can help people, like, mentally and emotionally, too.
Oh, absolutely. I totally agree.
Oh. I mean, you're just moving it. So that actually just makes it easier for, like, the people that are actually hurting people to hide because everyone's just moving. Here we go. Like, it's just going to keep happening. It's just going to make it easier for them.
You're right. So
you regulate it. You can get all this stuff. I mean, yeah, all lots of new jobs, legal jobs, all kinds of stuff, tax money, whatever, beyond that. And then, yeah, as you were saying, like, everything else is the shady shit. That's where they can put their attention to. Like, they can focus on just that more.
Right.
And, like, another part of regulating it would end up being probably the same amount of work as just pursuing and pursuing, like, this next one to shut down this one. As if they just use their resources after it's regulated to instead search for, like, actually be a moderator of the program, whatever, to find anything that may be slipping through the cracks and crack down on that. Is it just this urge to be able to be like, oh yes, we've shut down so many of these terrible places, like they, like that, like it feels more powerful because you're taking out lots and lots of stuff and they just want to chase that rather than the small work of like, okay, we got like, I don't know, we're going to say hundreds. It's nothing in comparison to like the other numbers. So is it that? Why, what's going on in their brains? I'm not calling them dumb. I want to know how it's working. How someone in an organization feels more pride shutting down just something completely so they don't have to worry about it instead of using that as a tool to find criminal activity.
Sometimes it's easier to not do the right thing.
Oh, I mean, to them, this is the right thing. It shouldn't be a thing at all.
Well, we're getting down to it, really. For the person trying to get it shut down, it's just about control. It's about having control because they view it as a sin, regardless of whatever the people working in it believe and see. And that is then forcing their opinions and religion on everyone using that site. It's entirely about control.
It doesn't help that it's mainly women.
Yeah.
And then it just comes down to like, okay, the things you're doing, this is leading to a lot of the things that you say you dislike in Islamic cultures.
Yes, exactly. That's always something that really frustrated me with my stepdad. Like, there were so many things that he would say to shit talk Islam. And I'm like, you don't even realize that your religion does the exact same thing. Just because it's different words doesn't make it any different.
I feel like I had something else from earlier, but I can't remember it right now. So, oh, I know a good way to do that. Let's see. Okay, the force behind the OnlyFans debacle is Cry Exodus, a Christian anti-sex work, anti-porn, anti-LGBT group that's trying to pressure payment providers of MasterCard to put pressure on any platform that deals with adult content. The goal is to remove porn off every platform. Trafficking and exposure to children being their concerns.
Yeah, that's not their concerns. Their concerns is having control.
Well, the exposure to children, because...
No, I understand that.
Yeah. But
I believe that that's their true intent.
Yeah, that's something they can't control.
Exactly. They can't play God on the internet. It's to say what's allowed to stay and what's not. Nobody has access to that. Because once it's on the internet, it's there forever. That's just how it is.
As long as, you know, the Wayback Machine gets it. Or, you know, enough screenshots and nobody deleted it all.
Yeah. Good point.
But, like, the risk of exposure to children, then that, like, it's like everyone will be exposed to it at some point. Be smart about it. I mean, and if you're close with your kids, like, they're going to come to you and be like, okay, I saw this weird thing and I don't understand. And then you can kind of like talk to them a little bit and let them know that this will be more of a conversation later. And if they have any more questions, like, they can still come to you.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that's a really great way to kind of let them lead the conversation is by letting them ask questions. Because if they're old enough to ask the question, then my idea is that they are old enough to know, I guess, all at age-appropriate levels. Because that conversation could be had very many different ways.
Yeah. And I mean, I was like, yes, their goal would be to make sure it's gotten rid of everywhere. But like, I wonder what media it would stop at to where we'd be like, okay, this is too far now. Because like, okay, you get rid of the, you've done it. Like, there's no more on the internet. Like, how far did you get in TV?
Right.
How far you're getting in everywhere. Like, JCPenney magazines. Are you shutting them down too?
Right. I was going to say.
No, I think JCPenney's dead anyways, is it?
Nope, JCPenney's still alive. Yeah, no, it's everywhere. It's on billboards, it's on TV, it's in magazines. It's everywhere. You cannot avoid it. So rather than trying to just shut every new big platform down, maybe let's try to just make it safe and educate our kids. They're going to see it at some point. They are. That is a fact. They're human, and every human is going to see it. It's just going to happen. So you might as well educate your kids, keep it age appropriate. And also, maybe let's stop trying to control and manipulate our kids so they feel comfortable enough to talk to us about it. Just an idea.
Or, you know, just be more active with their internet time, like what they can and can't do, and be like, okay, if my kid is like, I really want to search for something, and I say, I will do the search, and we can go from there.
Yeah, we do our searches together for sure. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. That was the point, because this wonderful comment from, okay, I didn't read the other people's names. I feel bad, but shit do be happening, though. Like, they even left that story in the Bible about Jesus not condemning the sex worker. Because the persecutors were all way more guilty, and they knew it. I'm like, oh, yes.
Yeah, so true.
Okay, so that's John 8. He that is without sin among you, let him cast a stone at her. They're initially mad, like, told him, like, you know, well, you guys all sin, so what's the big deal? You don't need to kill her for that. And Pharisees... they're like, no, what you're saying is not true. And so then he does like the two-man law thing, whatever. And then like they're trying to find a way out it so that, you know, they can still do the thing that they are aching to do, which is spill blood. And he's like, no, I mean, the thing I said was true. Like, you all have said like that's true. Of course it is. And they just keep going back and forth about it. And they're all like, don't you know who we are? And he's like, yeah, I know who you are. You're the sons of Abraham. Verily, verily. Yeah, yeah. No, I get it. True, I know who you are.
True. I got you.
And then he's like, but if you were really from Abraham, then you should, like, be doing what he was teaching you to do, which he's just like, dudes, you lost your way. Just chill out, man. Do you have any other thoughts on that?
Not really. I think I've pretty much said everything. I'm really frustrated about it. I don't think that they have any grounds to do it. I don't think it's their right to decide who can do what they want with their body and who can't. And there are much better ways to get rid of it, sex trafficking, than shutting down one website.
Absolutely. That's been this high alert.